have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
And now it's time for our Faithful Financial Moments with Sister Sharon Richard.
This is Sharon Richard with your Faithful Financing Moment. Do you have difficulty being content with the blessings that God has already given you? One of the biggest challenges that we face is learning to be content with what we have. Many find it uncomfortable to watch someone they know drive a new car when the car that they are driving is 10 years old, or they envy the home of a neighbor. Contentment is an important element in achieving alignment with God with respect to managing your finances. If you are struggling with being content, there are some things that you can do to change that. Prayer and meditation with the Lord about your desire to be content is the first step in achieving a spirit of contentment. In Mark 11, verse 24, Jesus tells us, "Therefore I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours." Once you have done that, you must begin to transition to a new way of thinking about the things of this world. In 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 8, Paul advises us to lower our expectations to the essentials of food and clothing. Some time ago, I heard a sermon entitled, "He Has Done Enough." The point was that if God didn't do anything else for him, he had already done enough. I believe that if each of us truly reflected on all God has done for us and are truly thankful to him for what he has done, we would realize that if he did nothing else for us, he truly has done enough. We must also let go of the thought that increased income will bring contentment. In Luke chapter 3, verse 14, John the Baptist advises that we will be content with our pay. Many of us believe that if we could only increase our income, life would be so much better. This emphasis on additional income as a necessity is misleading and will likely cause us to make decisions that are ultimately not in line with God's plan for us. True contentment results from a relationship with the Lord. Hebrews 13 and 5 tells us, "Keep your lives free from the love of money and be content with what you have, because God has said, never will I leave you, never will I forsake you." That's Hebrews 13 and 5. Financial contentment really is not about the money. It's about the eternal possibility of drawing close to God, who promised to give us what we need, and to trust him with what we think we lack. As we strengthen our relationship with God, it is through his strength and a peace and a joy that only he can provide that we are able to find contentment in every situation. This is Sharon Rich Financing Moment. Up next, Nina Taylor with your gospel news, followed by the Pastor's Corner with Bishop Ernest E. Richard Jr. and Pastor Anna Henderson and Company.
How you doing, everybody? I'm Nina Taylor. Here's this week's gospel news. Chandler David Moore is an American singer, songwriter, and worship leader. He was born on March 21, 1995. His parents are Bishop Brian David Moore and Elder Jamita Chandler Moore. They're natives of Charleston, South Carolina. Moore's career took off in the year of 2014 when he released his debut single, Never Runs Out. Then on June 20th of that same year, he released his second single, Our Hope. In June of 2017, Chandler Moore was featured alongside Bree Barbano for her single, What You Don't Realize. Then, in March of 2018, he released the single, What a Friend. In July of 2020, Chandler featured All Nations Music, Bless Your Name. He released a song to Gospel Radio as the lead single to their debut album, Come Alive, in 2020. That track peaked at number 25 on the Hot Gospel Songs chart. Maverick City Music released Man of Your Word, which featured Chandler Moore alongside KG Scriven, to Christian Radio as the lead single of their debut album on August 21st of 2020. Man of Your Word went on to peak at number 18 on the Hot Christian Songs chart. In September 2020, Moore featured on Dante Bowe's single, Voice of God, alongside Stephanie Gretzinger. Voice of God ranked at number 36 on the Hot Christian Songs chart. In March of 2021, Elevation Worship and Maverick City Music released the song Gyra, which Moore was featured on along with Naomi Rain, as the first promotional single from their collaborative live album, Old Church Basement. Gyra concurrently debuted at number 10 on the Hot Christian Songs chart and number 1 on the Hot Gospel Songs chart. The song became Moore's first appearance in the top 10 for both charts and his first Hot Gospel Songs chart topper. Moore, alongside Dante Bowe, was featured on Wait on You by Elevation Worship and Maverick City Music, which was released as the third promotional single from Old Church Basement in 2021. Then in April of 2021, Wait on You debuted at number 9 on the U.S. Hot Christian Songs chart and number 1 on the Hot Gospel Songs chart. Red Hands is an Ohio-made band that brings inspiration through their soulful-inspired songs. The band is made up of 6 musicians, Kyrie Tyler, Nate Lewis, Al Parker, Jonathan Fields, and Ganelcha Askew. They've worked with a wide variety of artists from Jay-Z to Beyonce to Jessica Reedy, Ty Tribbett, and many others. The band currently works as the house band on the hit show Songland as well. With all that they have going on, they still find time to come together to give God glory through their gifts. Not only do they want their music to have you on your feet vibing and having a good time, they also want their music to put a smile on your face and make you feel good about who you are in Christ. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, often known as BCAM, National Breast Cancer Awareness Month. It's an annual international health campaign organized by major breast cancer charities every October to increase awareness of the disease and to raise funds for research into its cause, prevention, diagnosis, treatment, and cure. Breast cancer is a disease that affects both men and women and is among the most common cancers. According to the National Breast Cancer Foundation, 1 in 8 women will develop invasive breast cancer in their lifetime. Next year, new breast cancer diagnoses are expected to number more than 200,000 for women and more than 2,000 for men. This month, benefits.gov is raising awareness of preventive measures and helpful resources that may help you and your loved ones beat the odds. Early detection is the key. Conduct monthly self-exams. In addition to medical screenings, the National Breast Cancer Foundation and many medical professionals recommend a monthly self-exam. You can also quit smoking. Exercise more. Regular exercise and healthy diet can also lower your risk. Here's this week's top 10 gospel song. Number 10, Dietrich Haddon with Here Comes the Joy. 9, Jordan Armstrong and Erica Campbell with Call. 8, J.J. Harrison, Thankful. 7, Todd Delaney and Smokey Norful with Satisfied. 6, Brian Andrew Wilson with The Ride. 5, Jokia, Let Him In. 4, Doe, When I Pray, down from number 1. 3, Maverick City Music and Kirk Franklin with Kingdom. 2, Zacardi Cortez, You've Been Good to Me, which means our new number 1 song comes from Bishop Marvin Sapp with All in Your Hands. Well, that's your top 10 songs and your gospel news. I'm Nina Taylor. Let's get back to more great gospel music on this great station.
Hello, I'm Nina Taylor, your gospel news reporter, and you're listening to The Pastor's Corner with my friend, Elder Ernest Richard, on Elation Radio.
Sharon Richard, welcome to you, and also to those who are watching by social media. This is The Pastor's Corner. I am your host.
Can't hear him.
Can you hear me? Kim? Unmute me, dear heart. Am I unmuted? You got to respond to me, sweetie. I don't know what's going on. You're on the control board. You got to talk to me. This is a little out of my league. Are you there? That doesn't help me at all. I don't know if I'm getting out, if you can hear me, if we're clear. I don't know what's going on. If I don't hear a voice, we might as well go ahead and shut the show down because I've got to hear voices. I cannot just decide to figure I can just hear a hand clap. That doesn't help me. Can you hear me, yes or no?
I can hear you, Bishop.
That's what,
I can hear
that,
you.
That, wonderful. Who do we have there?
This is Apostle. It's Apostle Marguerite and Prophet Jerry Isaac. Sitting here having a great dinner, listening to your show.
All right. Apostle Marguerite, I was trying to fix the sound. Now I'm going to try something. Apostle Marguerite, can you still hear me? Nope, I had to go back to what I was.
Not as well as I could the first time.
No, we're going to have to be good. That means that I'm going to have to go in and out between social media when other people start talking, but that's going to be all right. We're going to be just fine with that. Anyway, let's move forward. We've got a show to do. We've got some people that are with us, and we're going to bless God for every one of you here today. This is the Pastor's Corner. I'm Bishop Ernest E. Richard, Jr., taking this time out to bless God for you, you, and for you. Thank God for each and every one of you. We bless God for this opportunity and this chance to be in your presence. I'm looking for my co-host, Pastor Anna Henderson. Are you there?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I'm looking forward to a wonderful show tonight.
Yes, I'm looking for some great things tonight. As the song says, he keeps doing great things for me. Well, we're going to get to take a moment. I've heard some stories, and I'm not going to talk too much about, the news events. Down in St. Louis, I understand some young man shot his mother dead center in the chest at close range, and he got arraigned in court today. On the other hand, I've heard some things going on out on the West Coast. And these are just the last of the perilous days, the last days. God is preparing us for the days to come. So we have to get ourselves ready for these times. Pastor Henderson, I'm going to do two things, and then we really got to get started because we decided to take this month and talk about healing. Since this month is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, it is also Domestic Violence Month. It is also Ministers Appreciation Month. So before we go to the others, let's talk about you, those of you in the fivefold ministry who take time to answer calls 2 and 3 o'clock in the morning, go meet with families when they lose loved ones, go stay at the hospital for long hours with very little sleep, some of you having to go to work the next day. We want to celebrate you because of what God has done in it through you, because of your commitment to the ministry of reconciliation, and to the ministry at large. We thank God for every one of you for what God is doing through you. So what we're going to do is we're going to get our scripture, if you will, Pastor Henderson, out of Psalms 107, and we're going to add some other scripture today. We're going to continue to talk about healing. Now, there are three variations of healing. There is physical healing. There is mental healing. There is emotional healing, and there is actually spiritual healing, so we can say four, but I'm going to only use three probably for this session, and we're going to talk about it in general. When we talk about healing, what is it that we want to say about healing? Give me a minute. We'll come right back. Kimmy Kim, can you please play a song for us? And when we come back, we're going to have the scripture, we're going to have prayer, and we're going to move forward. Kimmy Kim, what's going on? All right, listen, we're going to skip the song. Wow. It seems like it gets worse every week. We got to fix this once and for all. If we don't have a meeting next week, I'm going to have to start doing it this way because I don't mean to sound rude, folks, but I honestly don't like to have nonsense and mess. I'm not that kind of person. And when it doesn't go exactly right or it's not going right, I just got to know why. Anyway, let's move on. Pastor Henderson, would you please pray us in? And I'll get the scripture, please.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you tonight. We give you praise, glory, and honor simply because you're God. Lord, we thank you, oh God, that you, oh God, hallelujah, God of all gods, hallelujah, Lord of all lords, hallelujah. And Lord, right now we ask that you have your way on tonight. Lord, let something be said tonight, oh God, that will help somebody's life, oh God, hallelujah, to be healed, to be restored, to be made free by your word. We thank you for your word that's alive, it's quick, and it's powerful. Lord, take control even right now. And, Lord, we give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen and amen. Now, let's check and see who we have, which we found out that we do have the Isaacs with us. Is there anybody else that's with us? Okay. I do want to say to Pastor Michelle, write to her husband, condolences on the loss of family members. They already told me ahead of time that they would not be here tonight, but we bless God for them. We just pray the prayer of comfort and peace upon their family as they deal with the loss and the pain that comes with it. We're only going to grab two scriptures, and then we're going to start. Verse 19 of Psalms 107, then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them out of their distresses. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. Y'all, excuse me. Personally, we're talking about healing today, and believe it or not, yours truly is battling COVID. Spent some time at an awards show this past weekend, and not sure who exactly it was, although I have a great idea who it was, somehow contracted COVID. But to God be the glory, we're clearing up a lot faster than anticipated. So I want to just sit here and say this, healing. We're confident that healing basically is for everyone. Now, when we read scriptures like the ones I just read, I want to throw in other scriptures like Exodus 15 and 26, which tells us that God is the Lord who heals us. We also have these scriptures, and we can go back and revisit these scriptures. I just want to put them out there. Isaiah 53, 4 and 5, along with Matthew 8, 17, and 1 Peter 2:24, basically reminds us that Jesus upon the cross bore each and every one of our sicknesses, carried our pains and our diseases in order to remove them from us. The scripture says that by his stripes we were healed. Were is past tense, which means that if we were, then we are, and we can continue to be. And we know that Jesus has purchased full healing for each and every one of us as individuals, as much as he's provided forgiveness for every sin. Now, there are scriptures that we can learn to declare over ourselves when we talk about healing, but let's just really get down into the essence of healing. Nowadays, I'm going to ask you this first, Pastor Henderson, and then I'm going to come to the Isaacs if they are available. When you think about healing, what comes to your mind? What's the first thing to pop up in your mind when you think about healing?
When I think about healing, I think about deliverance. I think about restoration. As you mentioned earlier, that healing comes in many forms and fashions, as physical healing, mental healing, emotional healing, healings in every different area. So I think of deliverance and restoration of either health or restoration of what has been lost or what has been taken. But I think of deliverance.
Wow. I might as well ask the Isaacs now while we have you. If either one of you be so kind as to give an answer, when you think of healing, what comes to mind?
Bishop, as the young lady was saying deliverance, I was saying the same thing out of my mouth, my wife being a witness to that. Because that is.
Wow.
That is what I think about, you know, because of the fact that when you deliver it, it's bringing everything that was wrong into correction into your spirit,
uh-huh.
You know. And that's a healing. That's the epitome of healing, deliverance.
Mm-hmm.
That's what
Amen.
I think.
Yeah.
Amen.
And the funny thing is, the original word, the word that came to my mind first was wasn't anything major or spiritual, but the word release is what came to me. Release. You know, when you're healed, when you receive healing, you receive relief. It's like a burden is lifted, the weight, the oppression, the bondage, whatever was you were beset by, you know, a spirit of infirmity, you've been relieved. It's been released from you, and you receive relief.
Amen. And, you know, I'm glad you said that. I think about, and I got to go back just a little bit into the Old Testament, when Israel was first brought out of Egypt, God told them in Exodus chapter 15, and I'm just going to read verse 26, and it says, if thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and will do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandments and keep all his statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon thee. You have to go back and read that 15th chapter, because to get into it, it is quite comprehensive and quite detailed. God is letting us know your obedience will keep you in a state of health. But let me say this to the three of you at this present point in time. Although we are living right, we're walking right, we're talking right, we're doing right, why is it that even the saints of the Most High still end up getting sick, whether it's spiritual, emotional, mental, or physical? Why does that happen to us? Anybody?
I think number one, amen. One, we live in a fallen world. We live in a fallen world. So when Adam and Eve sinned, amen, the garden, it opened up sin, you know, and we were all born and shaped in iniquity. So we still live in a fallen world. And even though we have been redeemed, we still, the world itself has not been totally restored. And so we deal with the elements of dysfunction in many ways. I mean, the earth is still cursed to a certain extent. You know, the ground itself, everything has the potential of having dysfunction in it, and that's why it's important that we bless our food and that we pray that God blesses those things, because if the earth has not been restored yet again, and that won't happen until the Lord returns. So, you know, we live in a fallen world, so I think that has a part of it to do with it. We also know the consequences of sin opens the door for sickness and infirmity to come in. And disobedience, through disobedience, lack of knowledge. So we know the Bible says that the enemy come but to kill, steal, and destroy out of John 10:10. But he came that we may have life and that more abundantly. So he's always robbing, trying to steal the blessings, what has been given unto us, away from us. So in that lack of knowledge of knowing how to fight, the good fight of faith sometimes leaves you in a place of not being able to know how to gain the victory in some areas, in some cases. So there's a lot of different reasons because of that. But I would say it all starts with that fallen nature. It all starts with the fallen world that we live in that opened the door to sin, sickness, disease, and death.
All right. Either of you, either of the Isaacs, want to jump in on that? And you're
sure,
right.
I love what the woman of God shared, and I'd like to add that I also believe, especially when you lift up that scripture, of course, you know, we could say this was God's promise to Israel.
Yeah.
However, I do believe that this is his promise to those who have faith on him. So to me, to add to the list, I think that a lack of discipline kind of points to what the word was saying there. Was talking about if you separate, you know, yourself, if you follow my precepts, you separate yourself and you follow closely my good plan, which requires a discipline. A consecration to the life and the word, then those things that plague others, that you won't be plagued by those. Because I think a lot of times we're delivered even by our discipline. Like, deliverance can be a decision sometimes. It's not always where you have to cast out a devil. Sometimes you just got to make the right decision. And so I believe sometimes just the lack of discipline in wanting to use our faith sometimes as a scapegoat when God is like, the faith is there for those things that are impossible, that are beyond your strength, that are beyond your discipline. But there are some things that you can discipline yourself in. And if you do, then you're actually showing forth your faith. You know, that's that faith with the works part. So I believe sometimes it's a lack of discipline, whether it's exercise, dieting, or whatever. And then I also do believe that, you know, when we look at Job, sometimes things are for the glory of God. If he can find such a one that has the faith that he can trust with a little bit of trouble, then he can show forth his glory, just like in the New Testament, where the man, it wasn't a sin on his parents' part that he was born with the affliction. It wasn't a sin on his part, but as Christ said, it was for the glory of God. And so I believe sometimes even with those are beautiful brothers and sisters that say, I was born this way. I may be anatomically one sex, but I was born feeling another way. I believe even in those circumstances that could be very well true. But even that is for the glory of God, for him to be able to even heal such a one from that state.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Tell you, and I thank God that you mentioned every bit of that. Excuse me. But the basic thing is this, and there's so many different instances that we can go to in Scripture that we can talk about. And if I could get my screen just to stay where I put it for 35 seconds, this is probably why I don't hardly use this iPad. Because I don't know what it is with Microsoft. They feel like they got to take everything over. My screen went out on me, but that's all right. I don't necessarily need the screen. The main thing is simply this. When we're talking about healing, when we're discussing healing, when we're making mention of healing in and of itself, we're making mention of something that God said was a benefit to us. I believe it was Psalms 103, I think it was, verses 2 and 3, when it says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Some of us fail to remember that healing is a benefit that comes from God himself. God provided this for us. God knew we were going to have need of this way back from the fall. As you had already mentioned, Pastor Henderson, and I agree with you, Apostle Isaac, you know, there were some healings that took place for the glory of God. I kind of think of the individual with the withered hand, the individual who could, the blind man that could not see. There were just so many. The lame man whom that Peter and John prayed for. So many different instances, and I'm not trying to cover everything. We only got 2 weeks on this, so I guess I'm trying to use a shovel to do some feeding because we got to change up by the end of and the beginning of next month. But when I look at that scripture in Psalms 103, and it says, bless the Lord, O my soul, forget not all his benefits, there's a reason why we can't forget his benefits, because first and foremost, it was he who first and foremost forgave all of our evil acts, all of our evil works, all of our wrongdoings, every last one of our sins. But even more so, he added a double portion to it. He healed us of all our diseases. And a lot of folks, some folks, and I'm not saying this is for everybody. I'm saying this is for some people. There are some people who having trouble receiving their healing. It may be a lack of faith. It could be heavy-duty doubt. Ain't no telling what it might be. But there are some folk that it seems like, I don't care how hard they pray, how much they pray, healing just does not seem to come to them. And I wish I had an answer for you, except seek the face of God. God can give you a better answer. There were some who had to learn to live with their sicknesses, live with their diseases. I'm thinking right now of, I believe her name was Catherine Kuhlman, and there were so many others that had ailments and had things that kind of would have ordinarily slowed the ordinary person down. But these individuals took whatever it was they were dealing with, they took it and turned it around for good. So when we talk about the Lord the benefits of the Lord, including healing in those benefits. It helps us to remember that it was the Lord Jesus Christ who bore our griefs and carried our sicknesses and carried all our weaknesses and all our diseases and all our distresses, all our sins, all our hurts, everything that you could possibly imagine. The great high priest bore it on the cross of Christ. He bore it on that horrible cross, and he carried out every one of our sorrows, our pains. He carried out punishment for us. But the thing that gets me, and I talk about this a lot, and I like talking about it because I need to remind some folks. Some people think they've been through something. They think they've dealt with some things. They felt like, you know, because Apostle Isaac, you said something bad about me, or Prophet Isaac, you said something about my shoes, or you made fun of my suit, or you talked about my hoopty that was smoking, and I'm all distraught. I'm not coming back to church. Y'all just made me mad. But if I remember correctly, this Bible tells me that this man, Jesus, was wounded for our transgressions. This man, Jesus, was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement, all that we could ever go through, the chastisement of our peace was upon him. And God, I can just see it now. I don't know if you've seen recently The Passion of the Christ. I got to see that movie again because it often reminds me of how brutal they were to the Lord Jesus Christ, how they beat him, unmerciful. Now, we sit there and say it was only 39 lashes. Now, let me help you out with something. You couldn't take one lash, never mind 39. You can't handle one lash. And he took 39, but, you know, I discovered something about that. In case somebody didn't know, if you do a quick study on it, you'll find out that there were 39 major categories of sickness and disease. And there are 350 listed and known diseases around the world to this present point in time. You do the math on it. 2,000 years ago, Jesus covered all 39 major categories of diseases. Now, to me, that's a blessing all by itself. When he talks about not forgetting not his benefit, the fact that he took the stripes and I didn't have to is a benefit all by itself. We ain't even got to talk about my sins being forgiven, but the fact that he took stripes for me, he allowed his body to be brutalized for me. Well, when I say me, I mean you too. Any comments so far? None?
Amen, Bishop. Amen. Amen.
Wow. I'm sorry. I think about this. Go ahead. You were saying, sir?
Yeah, that's just a great reminder, you know, for the small afflictions that we put ourselves through, because it's a choice to do what's right and then to allow the reciprocity of when we do wrong. You know, there's going to be a reciprocity. And so to just complain about the little things and then the great suffering that took place from our Savior, woo, my God. Glory.
I like the fact that he set that up. Prophet Isaac, he set that up 2,000 years ago and knew what it would cover. And you know, if I was going to preach a message today, I would have to preach, he's got you covered. Just from that one scripture alone, he's got you covered. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Amen, Bishop. That's a good one.
Thank you for sharing that insight. I didn't know about the 39 major categories. I'm going to have to look into that. That's powerful.
It is powerful. I tell you, honestly, when you medical science, matter of fact, check the American Medical Journal. They post those stats all the time. I think it's the American Medical Journal, if I'm not mistaken. But now, I'm going to tell you honestly, in talking about healing, and I'm not trying to just confine it to the physical healing, because now we're dealing with something that's a bit more stressful, especially for pastors, for leaders, for bishops, for apostles. We have parishioners who are mentally freaking out and just kind of, just going haywire all of a sudden. One minute they're all right. I recall about two, three years ago, a young lady, supposed to have been a Christian woman out in Texas, she had become so stressed out till this young lady got in her car and drove her car into the lake with her children in the car. She decided to get out and left those kids in the car. Tell me that's not mental stress. Now, if I'm not mistaken, the healing virtue in there is the scripture says, thou will keep you in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee. And there are other scriptures that can be used. Y'all have to excuse me. I try not to talk too much today. Pastor Henderson, I'm going to need you to step in because I'm trying my best not to talk too much. But anyway, when I think about that particular incident, something had to have snapped in the mental psyche to cause somebody to want to murder their children. You've heard stories. I could take you back to people who mentally snapped because of greed, the Menendez brothers who killed their parents thinking they were going to get an inheritance, and all they got was life in prison. We can go on down the road. What makes a man like Jeffrey Dahmer decide to kill and slice up black people and put them in a refrigerator like he was storing them to make a sandwich later? That's not funny, but y'all know exactly what I'm talking about. Now, and even recent, what makes a world leader, supposed president of these United States, encourage people to create a riot and attack Capitol Hill January 6th of this year? Let's understand that. Is that not a mental breakdown, or is that just me?
That is definitely a distortion of the thoughts and the mindset, and it's not the spirit of God. When you think about when you were saying earlier, no, God, in his original plan for mankind, he intended for man to live peacefully, to live, amen, in harmony with him and with the earth. And then when the seed of the, you know, when that seed of sin entered in, it caused the spirit of error to also enter in, which is another spirit, and it's not the spirit of the Lord. And in Exodus, it says, in Exodus, I believe it's 23 and 25, they said, and when you serve the Lord, that he will bless your bread and water and remove sickness away from you. So when you come to know the Lord and serve him, that he'll take all these things away from you, the different sicknesses, the different conditions, amen, that were originated from the enemy. You know, and he came to redeem mankind and to bring us back into fellowship with him. And healing is our portion as believers, as those who have received the Lord Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. We have healing as our portion. He made a covenant with us, and we have a covenant of healing and peace. As you said, he carried our sickness, our disease in his own body. He bore, amen, the punishment. He took the punishment for our peace, amen, by the stripes. We talked about those 39 stripes, all those illnesses. There's no illness that could ever be named that Jesus Christ did not pay for in his own body on that cross. And so, and by those stripes, we are healed. But when you don't live, amen, and receive him as Lord and Savior, you no longer are part of the covenant of what he paid for. And I think a lot of times people are operating out of that other spirit because they have not got under the blood of Jesus. They have not received him as their covenant God, amen, who provides covenant healing and covenant deliverance, which are partakers or which are the benefits to the believer and the one who receives him. And
I'll throw something else at you, and I appreciate you bringing that out. But let's even think about this for 15 seconds. I mean, with all that you just shared, when we stop and think about all the madness that we deal with as human beings, how is it that we act like God has never done anything for us? Did you realize that God has structured the human body to a point where it has its own self-healing mechanism within the body itself? Has anybody thought about that? Your own physical body. I'll give you a great example. Cut yourself and then take water, rinse it off. I'm not going to tell you to put Neosporin or anything on it. Just rinse it and then wrap it. In a few minutes, the bleeding will stop and it'll seal to where it won't bleed anymore, but it may leave a scab and it may leave the marks of where the cut was. And I know today we wash it out and then we put a bandage on it, the whole 20 yards, but the body has its own healing mechanism. And with modern science and the things we're doing in this day and age, we are destroying that mechanism. People's immune systems are not what they used to be. Remember when COVID first broke out, almost better than 1 million people were killed around the world from COVID. And why? Because we didn't know anything about it. Because I don't want to hear it was the next big disease, because these diseases were coming anyway. But the truth of the matter is, we've literally, in this day and age, today's man, I'm talking about the 21st century man, with all the chemicals that we put in our body, with the foods that we eat here in America, we have kind of played our immune system to where the common cold seems to knock us on our behinds nowadays. That's a weird thing to think about. And I used to think I had a very good immune system, but January of 2020, I recall catching COVID, and I thought I was going to die. I promise you, I thought I was going to die. I mean, coughing so hard, it felt like my chest was cracking. Here it is again. What is this, November? This is October. Somehow managed to develop COVID again, but it's a lot lighter now than it was back then. And I say, to God be the glory. I'm going to keep saying, by his stripes, I am healed. I'll say it again. Yes. By his stripes, I am healed. Y'all can say it with me if you want. By his stripes, I am healed.
Amen.
And I'm not taking no for an answer. The beautiful thing about this is I don't have to take no for an answer, because you know what I do? I can show God what he said in his word. God, you said you daily load me with benefits. You said you forgive my iniquity. You said you would heal me. You said that by the stripes of Jesus, I am healed. 1 Peter 2:24 says that I am. Father, I'm just saying what your word says. I'm only going on what what you wrote in your word. You told me in Matthew 8:17 that you took on and literally carried away my weaknesses and my infirmities, and you bore my sicknesses. You bore my diseases. Now I'm calling on you to heal me. You sent your word and it healed them and delivered them from their destruction. If COVID is trying to be my destruction, I need deliverance.
Hallelujah.
And I can say that. Any comments, y'all? I mean, I don't want to sound too over the top with this, but it's just basically too many people I'm finding out that need to be healed and can be healed, but they don't have the faith to believe that healing belongs to them. They don't believe that healing is the children's bread. What is wrong with the mentality of, we got too many professors out there and ideologists and theologists and philanthropists and people of this nature that are trying to tell you that healing is some superficial substance that really doesn't exist, but if you believe hard enough, somewhere in the sweet by and by, something good might come out of it. Close your mouth. That's all I'm going to say to you. Shut up.
Amen. Well, Bishop, I announce healing over you right now in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
by faith, and you are healed. And I petition the course of heaven to honor the faith that we have, that you receive your healing now in the name of Jesus.
In Jesus' name.
You are healed now. Right now, in the name of Jesus, you are healed.
Yes.
I receive it in the name of Jesus.
Yes. I receive it.
You know, you just brought me to another passage of scripture there, Prophet. Somebody will get me James, the 5th chapter. Read verses 14 and 15. Some of you all listening to us right now may not have realized it, but something happened that was scriptural when Prophet Isaac started talking. So I want to make sure you understand what's going on here. Isaiah 5:14-15. I mean, I got it, but I'd rather somebody else read it, because then they'll think that I'm the only one talking here, and I should be doing the least amount of talking.
You said James 5 or Isaiah 5?
James 5, verses 14 and 15.
Okay, go ahead.
And anyone among you, this is amplified. Oh, no.
No, that's fine. We'll just go with it.
That's all right. It's fine.
Is anyone among you sick? He should call in the church elders, the spiritual guides, and they should pray over him, anointing him with oil in the Lord's name. And the prayer that is of faith will save him who is sick, and the Lord will restore him. And if he has committed sins, he will be forgiven.
Amen.
Let's think about this for a minute. Read that again. Let's break that down. Is there anyone among you sick? And I'm going to ask this question to social media and to the radio audience. Is there any among you sick? Apostle, I'm going to ask you to pray for these individuals in a couple of minutes. I'm going to ask them to lay their hands on the radio if they are listening. But is there anyone among you sick? And I'm going to include mental sickness. I'm going to include emotional sickness. I'm going to include spiritual sickness. Now, let me explain these. Mental sickness is when you're disoriented, anguish of the mind, when you're mentally disturbed or mentally confused to the place and point that you can't think proper. Talking about emotional sickness, when you are just so distraught because he left you for a prettier woman. He told you you wasn't cute enough, that you wasn't tall enough, that you wasn't dark enough, or you wasn't light enough. Maybe he told you that, you know, you weren't pretty enough, or you just ain't his type of, his cup of tea, and he found something better, and he just wounded you right to your very soul. Or if we're talking spiritual, you detached yourself from the God of your salvation, and here you are wandering around in the dark as if you were walking in a minefield, and you could blow up, spiritually speaking, at any given second. I'm including all three on this particular case. Is there any sick among you? What are we supposed to do?
Call for the elders of the church.
I like that amplified reading. Read that for me one more time, that amplified.
He should call in the church elders, the spiritual guides, and they should pray
spiritual.
Over him, anointing him.
But now let me stop you right there, sis. Spiritual. Now, there are some leaders that are looking at me right now by way of TikTok. Some of you are watching me, and I'm not picking on you, but if you ain't spiritual, stay out of it, because this ain't no game. These are real demon spirits we are dealing with. This ain't no game. Stay out of it. If you ain't got the faith, if you ain't got the anointing, if the power of God doesn't flow through you, keep your tail on the bench. Ain't no sense in putting you in the game. There's 3 seconds left. We got time for one play, and we need a three-point specialist. And you can't even make a shot from the foul line. But here, you are running the game at the – now, sit down. Now, I don't mean to sound funny, but this is serious business for the elders of the church, spiritual guys. And let them do what?
And they should pray over him, anointing him with oil in the Lord's name.
Now, I'm going to tell you two stories. One is kind of funny, and the other, it's serious, but let me get to the serious side first, and then I'll tell you the funny story. Oil is a representation of the outpouring of the anointing of the Holy Ghost. And when oil is used at any time by any spiritually minded, any spiritual vessel, that oil is not poured like you might be tossing a salad. That oil is poured and it is placed. Usually the forehead, sometimes the heart, and sometimes the area that needs to be anointed. And those elders begin to pray. Now to get to the more humorous side, and I'll share this with you. My niece was diagnosed, according to the doctors, I still don't believe it, trying to say that she had cerebral palsy. Okay? I think a year or two, close to 2 years old now, or very close to it. Well, anyway, I have an aunt, and she's spiritual. She, matter of fact, Prophet Isaac and Apostle Isaac, y'all were on the line that Friday. You heard her. I always say she sounds just like my mama. But anyway, she heard that she had cerebral palsy, so my aunt went in her pocketbook and pulled out her oil and started oiling down my knees. And I said, Auntie, you oiling her down like you get ready to fry chicken. My poor niece was looking as if to say, Uncle Ernest, deliver me. I'm sorry. I shouldn't be laughing about that. I felt so bad for my baby. You poor thing. Auntie got you over there in a barrel of oil. All you got to do is flour you up and be good to go. Anyway, let's move on. I'm sorry. I had to throw that one in there because every time I think about that, I start laughing. But really, when we think about this, you know, we have to – now finish that up for me real quick. Let them – and pour oil in the name of Jesus. And what happened?
And the prayer that is of faith will save him who is sick, and the Lord will restore him.
And if he has committed sin.
Hold that right here before we go to the and the prayer that is of faith. What is that writer saying right there? Let's think about that for a minute. What is he saying?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah. There's all kinds of
writer...
prayers that are being released out there.
You're right.
There's
about
all kinds
that.
Of prayer that could be had.
I'm listening.
Mm-hmm. And, uh-huh. I wanted to add, when you were talking earlier, Bishop, you know, why is it that believers are not being healed, but they're praying, but they're not receiving healing? A lot of times it's because their faith, it's not so much that they don't have faith itself. People think that faith in and of itself is good enough, but faith in and of itself
uh-huh.
is nothing. It is about the object of your faith. It's
Amen.
What the faith is placed on, okay? And so if their faith is not placed in Christ, but let's take it a little bit further. It could be placed in Christ, but maybe only the Christ that they've heard of or that's been preached
uh-huh.
to them, but maybe they don't really know him for themselves. They don't really know his character and his nature. They don't know him truly, doctrinally, really understand all of what was done in his body, uh-huh. all
yes.
of what happens with communion when you're receiving a communion. Do you even discern the Lord's body properly?
Come on.
And a lot of times we're not receiving because the faith doesn't have the substance that it needs to bring
yes.
the level of healing
yes.
that you need.
Yes, I agree.
And even so, when you hear about Christ going into his hometown, and there was not many miracles that could be performed
mm-hmm.
because it was the lack of faith
mm-hmm.
that would hinder the miracles from coming forth. And the signs and wonders of the Lord comes by the faith
yeah.
of the one that are being prayed for.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the
Amen.
One that has the one that is praying have the faith to pray healing or deliverance, but do the one that's receiving the prayer have such a thing?
And so what you just said is so key, because it's not that they didn't know him
mm-hmm.
in Nazareth. They knew him, but sometimes we are praying
familiar.
And with a cot. There you go. There you
familiar.
Go. The familiar faith.
You go.
Uh-huh. And
yes.
they ain't got the right kind of faith. It's not the right one.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes familiar will ruin a lot of stuff. Oh, that ain't nobody.
Yep.
That's just a part. Oh, that's just Margaret.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, exactly.
Excuse me?
Uh-huh.
That's just who?
Mm-hmm.
You better try uh-huh. an anointed vessel of the Lord.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, oh, that's just Jerry.
Or,
don't worry, that's just Jerry. Or that's just Ernest. Or that's just Anna. Don't worry about it. I know them. We grew up together. Yeah, Anna was a
part.
Chicken when she was a little girl. She hid behind the closet. All you had to say was boo and she'd run. That ain't
mm-hmm.
the same Anna.
Exactly.
Anna is now anointed. Freshly anointed, appointed by God, empowered by the Holy Spirit. And it's funny. Isn't it amazing how God will use the very people that you belittled, berated, and made fun of to be able to bless you in certain aspects?
Amen.
That is amazing
Amen.
To me.
True.
I think
Amen.
God will raise you up.
Okay.
And see, the thing about it, I'm learning very quickly that, you know, you made me think of something, because there's another type of anointing. We talked about those that had no faith to believe for their healing. Let's talk
mm-hmm.
about those that had the faith to believe for their healing. And
mm-hmm.
I'm going to go somewhere where we're going to talk about this one in detail next week, because we're at the end of today's session. The woman with the issue of blood, she said four words. Touch
mm-hmm.
the hem, it's actually five words. Touch the hem of his garment.
Mm-hmm.
And when you got him, when you got him of the garment type of faith, that means you got a determination. You're going to get yours.
That's right.
I just kind of want to whet your appetite with that a little bit. Now, I'm going to ask you both, Prophet Isaac and Apostle Isaac, if you will both be with me next week. Pastor Anna, I'm going to give you the privilege of closing us out. Maybe there's somebody that don't know Jesus Christ and the pardoning of his sin. I'm going to give you the final say in the benediction, because, child, I think I'm talked out for the moment.
Amen. Amen. We thank, praise God for this discussion on tonight, Amen. And we pray, amen, that someone that was listening tonight, amen, amen, receive the word, amen, that the Lord wants you well, he wants you healed, amen. And the greatest healing is to have healing for your soul. Perhaps tonight you're listening and you have not received the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. Or be the same that you may have life and that more abundantly. Amen. So we pray tonight, amen, that you will accept the Lord as your Savior. Amen. Because if you pray after me, dear Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner, that I have need of your forgiveness. And I believe you. And I believe that you died on the cross to save me from my sins. And I turn away from my sins, and I invite you to come into my life. I want to trust you, and I want to follow you, and I want to make you my Lord and my Savior. Fill me with the Holy Ghost, that I can be a greater witness for you. Take my life and do something with it, that you may be glorified. Amen. Believe the Lord. Amen. Tonight, trust him. Turn away from your sins. Be buried with him in baptism. In his name, receive the Holy Ghost. Amen. That you may receive the born-again life that Jesus died for. That you may receive healing and deliverance in your life. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you tonight for each one that's listening. And Lord, we thank you for salvation tonight. We thank you for healing tonight. We thank you for restoration tonight. Lord, whatever someone is standing in need of tonight, oh God, we declare healing tonight for their soul, for their mind, for their spirit, for their body. For you sent your word and you healed. And we thank you for that word, oh God, that brings forth the performance of deliverance, oh God, that your name alone will get all the praise, the glory, and the honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Amen. Kimmy Kim, song so we can shut it down, please. You guys have a great night. The Lord bless you, keep you, cause his face to shine upon you. We will talk with you this time next week, 10 p.m. And do not forget, on November 3rd, the Pastor's Corner is going to change its name and its whole complexion. Our new name is going to be Open Mic with the Bishop and Company. And we're going to begin at a new time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So we look forward to seeing you, but come next week because we're going to pick up where we left off. Let's talk about the woman with the issue of blood and the faith that has the ability to heal. Determination to heal is what I should say. Good night, everybody. Kimmy Kim, it's in your chair. It's in your court.
Draw me closer to You are to me. This is my